Amen. If you have your Bible this morning, turn to Ezekiel chapter 36. Ezekiel chapter 36. We'll begin reading at verse 16. The Bible says, "Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, when the house of Israel dwelt in their own land, they defiled it by their own way and by their doings. Their way was before me as an uncleanness of a removed woman. Wherefore I poured my fury upon them for the blood that they had shed upon the land and for their idols wherewith they had polluted it. And I scattered them among the heathen, and they were dispersed throughout the countries according to their way and according to their doings. I judged them. And when they entered unto the heathen, whether they went, they profaned my holy name. When they said to them, These are the people of the Lord and are gone forth out of His land. But I had pity for mine holy name, whose the house of Israel had profaned among the heathen, whether they went. Therefore say unto the house of Israel, Thus saith the Lord, I do not this for your sakes, O house of Israel, but for mine holy name's sake, which ye have profaned among the heathen, whether you went. And I will sanctify my great name, which was profaned among the heathen, which ye have profaned in the midst of them, and the heathen shall know that I am the Lord, saith the Lord God, when I shall be sanctified in you before their eyes. For I will take you from among the heathen, gather you out of the country, and bring you into your own land. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean. From all your filthiness and from all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments to do them. And ye shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and ye shall be my people, and I will be your God. I will also save you from all your uncleannesses. I will call for the corn and will increase it and lay no famine upon you. I will multiply the fruit of the tree and increase of the field, that ye shall receive no more reproach of famine among the heathen. Then shall you remember your own evil ways and your doings that were not good, and shall loathe yourselves in mine own sight for your iniquities and for your abominations. Not for your sakes do I this, saith the Lord God, but be it known unto you, be ashamed and confounded for your own ways, O house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord God, in the day that I shall have cleansed you from all your iniquities, I will also cause you to dwell in the cities, and the waste shall be builded, and the desolate land shall be tilled. Where is it laid desolate in the sight of all that pass by? And they shall say, This land that was desolate is become like the Garden of Eden, and the waste and desolate, the ruined cities are become fenced and are inhabited. Then the heathen that are left around about you shall know that I am the Lord, that I, the Lord, build the ruined places and plant that was desolate. I, the Lord, have spoken it, and I will do it. Thus saith the Lord God, I will yet for this be inquired by the house of Israel to do it for them, and I will increase them with men like a flock, as a holy flock, as the flock of Jerusalem in their solemn feast. So shall the waste cities be filled and the flocks of men, and they shall know that I am the Lord." I want to preach for a little while this morning, if God be my help, on this thought. The explanation and the declaration. An explanation and a declaration. You know, I never thought about it, that God having to give an explanation of Himself. He doesn't have to. Amen. But I'm glad when God gives us an explanation and then He gives us a declaration. As we see this, and you know when you're here in Ezekiel 36, the Bible said that people had turned their back on God. And they went after their own pernicious ways. They went a whoring after the things of a country where they were. And if we ain't careful, we'll get caught up in the things around us, amen, and it'll take us away from God. But I want to say, in the day and the hour we live, we need to be drawn closer to the Lord than we've ever been. If you'll pull up close to the Lord, you'll just get a hold of Him, hang on tight, praise God, He'll get a hold of you and off you'll go. Amen, I'm telling you what, it's a wonderful ride. And when you're riding with the Lord, when you're getting that help and hold from the throne of grace, and He's ministered to you every day. And if you get up every day realizing, praise God, this is the day God's made, we'll rejoice and be glad in it, and you just become part of what He's made. Amen. Yeah. Realize He made you and everything in it, glory be to God, and that's all right. Yeah. Praise God. And it's all for His glory. But realize, praise God, that something had happened. They had lost their reputation. If we ain't careful, we can tarnish our reputation. Yeah. Amen. We can mess up our reputation, that we've done for the Lord. But God is in His magnificence, amen. He begins to prepare to when we messed up our reputation, when we've lost our reputation, that good standing, praise God, in the eyes of people, but most of all in the eyes of God. Now, people might look down on you, might look down on me, praise God, and say, well, they ain't nothing to them. And that's all right. Amen. But I don't want my God to look down on me and say there's nothing to them. Because I'm His, praise God, and He's mine. And I want people to see me, praise God. And when they see me, they see Christ in me, that hope of glory. Amen. One day I'm going out of here in just a little while, praise God. I'm expecting until He comes. But until then, I want to be found faithful to my Lord. Yeah. I've told you time and time again, I believe there's a reward for faithfulness. Amen. I believe there's a reward for faithfulness to the Lord for just being faithful to Him. Amen. You say, preacher, I don't know what I'm going to get when I get to heaven. Praise God. I'm going to say, you can get faithfulness, a reward for faithfulness. Just say, praise God, I'm going to commit myself to Him. Submit, praise God, resist the devil. Praise God, He'll flee from you, and you press on faithful to God. Amen. But they took their eyes off of God. It don't take long to get your eyes off of God to get your eyes wandering in other places. That's what's happened in the world. Let me just say this. That's why there's so much marriage and divorce today, praise God, because the devil in this whole world is getting their eyes off of God. If you get your eyes on God, praise God, God will make a difference in your life, praise God, where we keep our eyes and our focus. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. But he said they had lost their reputation. But God Almighty begins to deal, amen, in order to bring them back and to establish them, even to the point of preparing their mountains to receive them. In verse 8 he said, but ye, O mountains of Israel, you shall shoot forth your branches and yield your fruit to my people of Israel, for they are at hand to come. Amen. Now I want to say glory be to God in these last days which we live. Ezekiel's telling, amen, he was telling us then over 2,000 years ago, praise God, but this thing's coming to pass even as we speak. God prepared the mountain of Israel to receive His people, and they're coming. Amen. And he's told the mountains, He said, prepare for that I'm sending to you. And glory be to God, those mountains are ringing with joy, praise God, because God's people, the Jew is flocking back to that little place called Israel. Amen. They're gathering back over there, praise God, in multitude upon multitudes of people. Millions of people are flocking to that little place, that little nation. Amen. He said, verse 9, He said, for behold, I am for you, and I will turn unto you, and you shall be tilled and sown. He said, hey, listen, mountain. He said, hey, praise God, I'm going to help you to be what you need to be. Now, if God will do that for the earth, and He'll do it for the dirt, praise God, how much more will He do it for me and you? Amen. Amen. Praise God, He knows what you need. He knows what I need. And if He'll do that for the ground, praise God, He'll do that so much the more for you and I. Amen. Because He loves us, praise God. He created all that we see for us and for His glory. Amen. Verse 10, He says, and I will multiply men upon you, all the house of Israel, even all of it, and the city shall be inhabited, and the way shall be builded. He said, praise God, I'm going to go out. He said, I'm going to bring all mine to myself. I'm going to bring all mine into the land, praise God, that I might receive all the glory. He said, I'm going to go out and get a few here and a few there. God said, all those at mine, praise God. He said, I'm going to gather them up and bring them in. I want to say, glory be to God, if you're saved today, born again, glory to God, one day in a little while, He's going to gather us up. Yeah. Amen. He's going to come get us and call us unto Himself, and there shall we ever be in the presence of the Lord. Be there with Him. Amen. So He said, this is what's happened. He said, God's made plans. God's already got things in motion. He's already working this thing out. Amen. Amen. He said, now we can be a part of this if we want to, but we got to want to. I believe what's messed up in our lives and our minds, they praise God, is our want to. We get so caught up in everything else that we don't want to be in there partaking in the good things of God. Looking for that glorious finish line, praise God, that God's promised us. When we'll cross it over, praise God, and we'll be in the presence of the Lord, and so shall we ever be with Him, to rejoice and praise Him and give Him glory all day's life. You say, well, preacher, that'll get old after a while. I don't think so. Because I believe we'll have perfect understanding, praise God, when we get over there, amen, just exactly where God brought us from, where He put us throughout all eternity. Amen. You know what's wrong with me and you? Our mind ain't big enough to think on God. Amen. We can't comprehend the magnificence of God and His almightiness. Amen. His magnificence and His power. His excellency, praise God. But He said He speaks to the mountains and speaks to the hills and they listen. Amen. Yeah. Do us good if we'd just listen.
Amen.
Amen. We spend so much time, I tell you, sometimes it amazes me. Trying to witness to somebody, trying to encourage somebody in the Lord the other day, and one of their people was there, and they was just like this. Just chattering, chatter, chatter, chatter. I never heard such in my life. I'm like, my goodness, I didn't know anybody could talk that much. I mean, hey, you couldn't get a word in edgewise. I wanted to pray with them, and I couldn't get a word in and say, hey, look, hey, let's just say a word of prayer. Somebody was needing help. I mean, he was just, amen. I couldn't. And finally, I'm just like, whoa, wait a minute. I said, hold on. I said, wait, what we need to do is just pray. Amen. Praise God. Do what my wife does sometimes. Sometimes I get down and she'll say, what's that mean? Don't say a word. Just. So that ain't good. Amen. But sometimes we just need to listen. Because God's a speaking, praise God. He's constantly speaking. He's constantly encouraging. He's constantly giving us that we need. Sometimes we just need to and listen. Amen. He's a speaking to Israel. And He begins to give them, in verse 16, He begins to give them an explanation for all that's happened in their life. Wouldn't it be a wonderful thing? Couldn't you just imagine this? Now think about it. Wouldn't it be an amazing thing if God could just begin to explain our life? You say, well, preacher, God, you know, I'm a saint of God. God don't have to explain Himself to me. No, He don't. He don't, and He won't. Amen. But wouldn't it be amazing if He just explained, so this is, now, Brother Rex, this is what you're going to go through, and this is why you're going to go through that. Amen. But He don't do that, praise God. We go through things, we live, we love, we carry on, praise God, and God just gets the glory out of it all. Just give Him the glory. But we see God, He begins to explain Himself. Amen. The explanation, verse 17, says, so, son of man, when the house of Israel dwelt in their own land. Now, they had their own place. Now, you got to get this. They had their own place to dwell. Now, if you'll think about that, you have your own place here on earth to dwell. Most of us have homes to live in. I don't believe there's anybody here today that's homeless. Amen? Lord God, you'll jump up and shout. Amen? There's people that are. Now, I know there's a lot that choose to be homeless. But these people, they just don't have a home. Amen. For some reason or other, they've lost their home. Amen. You have one, so you ought to rejoice. You say, well, preacher, I ain't got nothing to praise God over. You got a place to live. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Amen. He give it to me. Give me a place to live. It's His. Hello? It's His. I don't own it. He does. Well, him and the state. Amen. Him and the state. Because you don't pay your taxes, they'll come take it. Amen. But God owns it, praise God. He give us a place to live. So He said, Israel dwelt in their own land and they defiled it by their own way. He said their conduct was unbecoming that of a child of God. Hello? Does that ring a bell with anybody? Am I the only one that when I read that says, oh me? Amen. Their conduct was unbecoming of a child of God. And by their doings, their way was before me as an uncleanness of a removed woman. So He said their conduct was bad and their actions and deeds were just part of their conduct. Their actions and deeds wasn't no better than their conduct. Said it was all bad. It was all a reproach on the name of God. Amen. So the Bible tells verse 18 that it brought the wrath of God. God had to punish. He said, therefore I poured my fury upon them for the blood that they had shed upon the land and for their idols wherewith they had polluted it. They started chasing after everything but God. Does that ring a bell? Does that sound like where we're at today? Now, Ezekiel's saying this. This is before you go in and possess the land, before you get back all that God's had to take away from you. He's had to expel you. He's had to move you out of the land. He's had to take you out of the land because you was corrupt in the land. So God says, I'm just going to remove you from it, praise God, till you come to yourself and realize that the God of the land expects you to behave in a certain manner. Amen. Your conduct and your behavior needs to be a little better. So God began to punish them. Amen. Praise God. He began to move them out of land. He said, and scattered them among the heathen. Amen. So He scattered them in judgment. He scattered them among the heathen. Amen. The lost, the world, the ungodly, the defilers of God in the world. And He took them out of that place of dwelling, praise God, and He moved them out and scattered them all over the world. The dispersa. They were dispersed all over the world. Some to different continents, some to different places, regions around the world. But now God's a bringing them back. Amen. Because that's what He said He'd do. He said, I'm going to punish you because you were rebellious, because your deeds and your conduct was evil. He said, once you realize, praise God, that you need a change of attitude. Hello? Amen. Has God ever give you a change of attitude? Your attitude's bad. There's a lot of people that's got a negative attitude. No matter what happens around them, it's negative. They can't find anything positive. Their cup is always half empty. Never high full. Amen. No optimism in them, praise God. It's always negative. Well, my cup's half empty. Well, today just don't look like it's going to be any good. Well, they know my coffee's not what it ought to be, and my toast has been burnt. Amen. Praise God. But you know what you're doing? Say, well, glory be to God, that's all right, because I'm going to look forward to lunch, praise the Lord. And praise God, maybe that tuna sandwich will be all right. Amen. Talking to a lady in a nursing home the other day, she said, preachers, this food just ain't no count here. I said, well, sis, we just got to be thankful for what we get. She said, well, we're supposed to have tuna fish sandwich. I said, well, tuna fish sandwich, that ain't that bad. She said, they didn't give us no bread. I said, well, I don't see how they could call it a sandwich, amen, if they didn't give you no bread. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad that God, He has provision for us. And He judged them and He scattered them out. And He said He did it. Explanation, He said, because you profaned the name of God. Verse 20, He said, and when they entered into the heathen, whether they went, they profaned my holy name. When they said to them, these are the people of the Lord and are gone forth out of His land. Now what happened here, He said, they've disregarded the God of heaven and the God of the land. Amen. I want to say this, United States of America is still a nation that was founded on the principles of godliness. I'm talking about the high God of glory, amen. I'm not talking about a little g God, I'm talking about God Almighty. Amen. Amen. The principles that men have stood and fought and bled and died for, praise God, is a principles upon which we are founded. And we're founded in the Word of God. Amen. But God said, you've profaned my high. He said, you've disregarded my holiness. Oh, me. I think people, we ain't careful, we'll disregard the holiness of God. Amen. God says, the reason you've been cast out, the reason you've been separated and isolated and dispersed is because of an unholiness. Amen. For a disregard of my holiness, who I am. But God begins to, in verse 21, He said, but I had pity for mine holy name. Amen. Which the house of Israel had profaned among the heathen, whether they went. He said, praise God, they were dispersed. He said, because of judgment, I had to disperse them. I had to scatter them out. But because of my grace and mercy, praise God, because of my holy name, I had to do something about it. I want to say glory be God. When me and you decide to go off on our own on a tangent and do those things that satisfies the flesh and follows after this world, praise God. God Almighty will come along. He'll judge us, praise God, and He'll chasten us, praise the Lord, to bring us back. Yeah, amen. Thank you. Amen. So that He can magnify His holy name one more time. Yeah. I've said time after time, God will not let His name be defamed in this world. God will never not let His name be profaned in this world, praise God. He'll deal with our hearts, praise God. He said, without chastening, we're bastards, not sons. But praise God, I'm glad today I can say I'm a son of the King. Amen. Amen. Sweet Holy Spirit of God stirs in my soul, shows me, praise God, the way I'm going, and turns me around. Amen. My way of thinking changes. My attitude changes. Praise God. The next thing I know, the Lord's a deal in my heart. He said, they profane my holy name. Amen. But he says, he declares, he said, what I'm going to do, he said, is not for your sakes. He said, but for my name's sake. Amen. He said, I'm not going to turn around because of some human arrogance. Some human arrogance where we say, you know what, preacher, you know what, God, preacher, I deserve. God, I deserve. Amen. I want to say, only thing we deserve is hell. We've been vile and wicked. Humanity is as wicked as can be, praise God. The heart is desperately wicked. Who can know it? And all we deserve is hell. But God in His magnificence, He said, I'm going to bring you up, praise God, for my name's sake. If you ever get out of the will of God and God brings you back, praise God, it's not for your sake as much as it's for His sake. Amen. That His name may not be profaned, that it continue to be lifted up. That if somebody, praise God, Brother Rex, gets a head down the wrong road, God turns them around, amen, and praise God, and tends them back towards Himself, grabs them up in His arms and pulls them under Himself. Praise God, you can look up and say, glory be to God. Jesus done that.
Amen.
Sweet
amen.
Spirit of God moved on my heart.
Yes,
corrected me, showed me, drawed me, loved me, and helped me, and kept me.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. He said, I do it for my name's sake. Not because of arrogance, but because God has made the appeal. Amen. A bargaining chip. Well, God, you know, I ought to be okay now because I've done this. And oh God, you know, I've done that. And I've made this promise and that promise. And don't work that way. Amen. We cannot bargain with God. Amen. We just have to realize that God Almighty moves on us. He chases us. He helps us. He guides us, directs us. Pray God for His own glory.
Amen.
Amen. And I'm glad it's that way. Amen. I'm glad that's the way God works. Everything He does for His glory.
Yeah.
Amen. Why? Because He deserves it.
Yeah.
He deserves all the glory. So what God's telling him here, it's in His sovereign, resolve, praise God. He says, you know what? When we get out of the will of God, we go in the wrong direction, God said, I'm going to chase you, I'm going to bring you back, amen, so that I can get glory. I don't know anybody that's truly been born again that gets out of the will of God. Sometimes we want to call it backsliding. They get out of the will of God and God chastens them, amen. He shows them the error of their ways. He shows them how much He loves them. And they come back into the fold. God draws them back in that they say, boy, I'm glad I made a choice. I'm glad I decided. Amen. I want to say, praise God, it ain't nothing about you. It's about a God of heaven that loved you enough to come to where you were.
Amen.
Amen. When you didn't have a strength to get back, praise God, He came to where you was. Amen. Glory be to God. Loved on you so much to realize that He loved you and He wanted you to come back, amen, where you could get help from God.
Amen.
Amen. So he began to do that, amen, that needed to be done. See, Israel went out into the wilderness. They were dispersed, praise God, because God's hand done that. Amen. Because of judgment, because they forgot to remember God. Hello? We're living day and hour that we're forgetting to remember God. Remember who He was and the help that He has to give. Amen. So they begin to seek and God began to move upon them. Amen. See, God was the one that was responsible for sending them out. It was a judgment from God. Now Israel was responsible. They were responsible for the sin that they committed. But they had no response in order to bring themselves back. Amen. Hello. Listen, when we sin and leave God and go, pray God, we have no power to bring ourselves back. Amen. There's no strength in me and you, pray God. We're not a match for the devil. And we're not a match for the flesh. And we're not a match for this world. But God in His sovereignty, pray, because He's an almighty God, comes to where we are, praise God, and brings us back. So that He can get all the glory. Amen. God makes an explanation. He said, because you sinned and went on your way. Because you turned the back on God and chased after idols. I wonder how many idols we got today. How many idols do you have today? You say, preacher, I ain't got no idols. I'm a Christian. Let me see how many things do you put before God? Amen. We got so many idols in our life. We can't even get down to the house of God three times a week. Amen. Amen. Oh me.
Amen.
Because we're too busy chasing our idols. Amen. When there's a living God who loves us, praise God, cares for us and wants to help us every day of our life, and we just won't let Him. We forget to remember God. He gives explanation. He said, that's why I judged you and cast you off. That's why I had to send you out. But praise God, He makes a declaration. He said, because I love you, I'm going to bring you back. And I'm drawing you back unto myself. He said, you can't do enough good stuff to get back. He said, but I'm a good enough God to bring you back.
Amen.
I can't do enough good. When I mess up outside of the will of God, I can't do enough good stuff, amen, to bring me back. I can't do enough good stuff, Brother Ray, to restore me to into the glory of God. But God Almighty come to where I was, where I am, where I was, praise God. And He does it for me. It's God Almighty alone, amen, that restores me to Himself, brings me to Himself, helps me within Himself to be what I need to be. Not nothing that man could do for me. But it's what God can do. What God will do if we let Him. Amen. So we see here, the Bible says in verse 23, why He does it. The declaration He makes in verse 23, He says, I will sanctify my great name. Amen. He said, they've profaned my name. They've disregarded my holiness. But He said, I'm going to sanctify and set aside my holiness one more time. I'm going to plant it out there, praise God, where they can see it, where they can be acquainted with it, praise God. Where they can begin to get that help. But the sole motive, praise God, is to vindicate the name of God Almighty. To lift up His name. Why are you here today? Why are we here today? To lift up the name of Jesus. Amen? To lift up the name of our Savior, to magnify His name. Now, did God know that Israel had a need? Sure, Israel had a need. I mean, they were in heathen lands. Have you looked around you today? Amen. You could just about say that we're living in a heathen land. Amen. Heathen all around us, ungodly, unbelievers. They don't believe, they don't trust, they don't know God. But you know whose fault that is? Ours. Because we haven't lifted up the name of Jesus. We haven't lived in a way, praise God, that they can see Christ in us and have a hope. So they're chasing after hopelessness. And a whole lot of people is finding it today. I see it every day. You go to the hospitals and things. The doctor over there at the hospital told me, neurologist, he said people going in there and they're dying from drug overdose. And you know what he told me the other day? He said, I see it every day. He said, at least one a day, sometimes more, are brought in here dying of drug overdose. Why is that? Because they're looking for hope, or looking for something that'll take their mind off this world. I want to tell you something, hey young people, something that'll take your mind out of this world. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. He'll give you help and hope and instruction, praise God, and He'll love you in so many ways, you'll have to find love.
Amen.
Amen. It's what we need. We need love. Amen. God said, I'm going to explain it to you. I'm going to declare it to you. He said, I will sanctify my great name. Amen. His motivation is to vindicate His name. To magnify. They had no power to save themselves. They had no power to bring themselves out. But He said it was necessary to make God's name great again. You know what's going to take back America? You know what's going to save America? What's going to save homes and lives and communities? Is to get back to the name of God. Amen. To make God's name great again. I thought about the slogan our president used for his campaign. Making America great again. I like that. Make America great again. Put God in the middle. Amen. If we want America to be great again, if you want your home to be great again, if you want your life to be great again, put God on top.
Amen.
Make Him the head chief priority of your life. Because God is good. Amen. Praise God. He said, why would He do that? So that the heathen can see. So that, he said, so that the heathen shall know. Amen. So we're going to make God's great name great again, Brother Kevin, so that the heathen will know who God is. Amen. I wonder in our lives today as we look around, do people around us know who God is? Can they know who God is by the way that we live our lives? Amen. We need transparency. We hear that all the time. Transparency in His world. Our transparency ought to be that Christ, it's Christ in us and people see Him all the time. Oh me. Now it's easy to shed, it's easy to dress up nice and clean up on Sunday morning, go down to the house of God and say, look at me. I'm a Christian. But now there's a big difference when you go down to the workplace on Monday morning. Amen. When you go out amongst the heathen in this world. And I thank God for places where you work, it's full of Christians that love the Lord. There's a few places still like that. Amen. And a lot of that, let me just say, a lot of that is determined by the boss man. Hello? Amen. If he allows it, praise God, it'll happen. Amen. If he starts it, praise God, he can continue it. It's his. It belongs to him. He can do what he wants to. See, we're living today in an era that say, well, you can't do that no more. You can't proclaim godliness. You can't proclaim Lord Jesus Christ. You can't mention the name of Jesus in the workplace. I want to say, praise God, if you're the owner of a company, you can. Yeah. Amen. You establish the rules for that facility, you can. Amen. Yeah. Boy, the devil ain't liking this. Amen. He ain't a liking this. But I want to say, glory to God, what are you saying, preacher? I'm saying we can stand up and remember who God is. Yeah. Lifting up the name of Jesus, praise God, everywhere we go, and take America back again. Yeah. Make America great one more time. Amen. He said, what happened? He said, we'll establish the name of Lord Jesus Christ as the holy high and holy God. It's necessary. Amen. God says it's necessary. He said, not about what you do. He said, but what I'm going to do for you. Amen. Establish my name again so that the heathen may know. Now notice what happens. He does this in two ways. Two ways he does this in verse 24. He said, I will take you from among the heathen and gather you out of the countries. Amen. The countries. He didn't say country. He said the countries. And will bring you into your own land. So number one, he says, I'm going to go out. I'm going to bring you back. See, that's what God needs to do us today. That's what we need to do today. That we need to let God bring us back to where we used to be. Amen. No, back to a place where we love Him and He loves us. Praise God. And we're clicking along together. Amen. You say, well, preacher, it seems like my Christianity, my Christian life, it seems like there's just a lot of curves and bumps and holes in the road. Amen. Because you know why? Because you're like me. You run along a little while by yourself and you realize, praise God, you look around and God ain't nowhere around. Hello? So you got to regroup, you got to repray, you got to repent. Amen. Get back over where God can walk with you, where you can walk with Him. Amen. So you're going in the same direction. You have the help and the hope that you need. Praise God. So we see this restoration. Amen. He brings them into the land. So we see a physical restoration, but He said there's also a spiritual restoration. A restoration to the land, but we need a restoration to the Lord. Amen. Praise God. It takes both. Amen. To make things happen. Look at verse 25. He said, then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all your filthiness, and from all your idols will I cleanse you. So He said, I'm going to wash you with the water of the Word, praise God. Amen. I want to say the water of the Word will make you ever wit clean. Now sometimes, as Brother Bill was talking about, amen, when you're under the Word of God and the preaching and the teaching instruction from the Word of God, sometimes even the Holy Ghost singing, praise God, it'll bring conviction on your heart. That's that scrubbing agent of God. Amen. That's a cleaning you up. That Word of God, that's a stirring your heart, changing, making a difference in you. Amen. We need that. He said, because you get that, He said, you shall be clean. Now, I like the way God puts it. He said, it didn't say you might be, Brother Bud. The Word and the water, praise God, gets on you, amen. It'll make you clean. It'll clean you up. Get you ready to press on for God's glory. He said, from all your filthiness, from all your idols, will I cleanse you. Now, watch this, how He does. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh. Amen. So God, what God's saying here, He's, I'm going to take away that old willful heart, that old self-willed heart, that old prideful heart. He said, I'm going to take it out. And He said, that old stony heart, and I'm going to take it out. I'm going to give you a heart of flesh. That's a loving heart that wants a relationship heart. Amen. A relationship with God Almighty, that it might make a difference in you. And He says, I will put my spirit within you. Amen. He said, I'm going to take that old... You know, an old stony heart can't receive the things of the Spirit. Hello? Right. Amen? Right. An old... Let me say it again. An old stony heart, old hard heart, cannot receive the things of the Spirit. But Paul in Romans 8, 14 said that we know that we're children of God because we're led by the Spirit. I won't say this, but with no cold, stony heart, we cannot be led by the Spirit. Amen. If we're led by a cold, stony heart, the flesh will lead us and not the Spirit of God. Amen. So He brings them into a restoration in the land and a restoration under the Lord. And He begins to help them realize that natural spiritual revelation, that restoration that's needed in God Almighty. Look at verse 25. He says that, and you shall be clean. He said, that's that washing of water by the Word. He said, I'm going to take away your filthiness. Amen. He said, that's cleansing effect of God's Word on your heart. He said, I'm going to take away your idols, those things that you chase after now that really not that important. He said, I'm going to give you a mindset. I'm going to change your will to chase after things that's going to be beneficial to you in the future. So you lay up treasure in heaven, amen, where there's no moth or rust or anything to corrupt it. Those good treasures from in heaven, amen. He said, I'm going to give you a new heart. And He said, I'm going to give you a spirit in that heart, amen. That's what God's going to do. He said, He explains where they was. He gives a declaration of what He's going to do, where He's going to bring them to. The same place He'll take you and I if we'll let Him. Amen. If we'll just accept His will for our lives. He said He'll bring you to a place of repentance. Verse 31, He said, and then shall you remember your own evil ways and your doings that were not good, and shall loathe yourselves in your own sight for your iniquities and for your abominations. You know, God gives us a memory so that we can remember the times that we were disobedient, disloyal, unfaithful to Him. Amen? So that we don't go down that same road again. Listen, we can't keep going down the same road over and over again and expect a different result. What's happening in lives today, people are going down the same road day after day after day and expecting a different result. Sometimes we got to get to the crossroads, just stop, turn a different direction and say, I'm going to go with the Lord. It's a better way. Amen. It's a good way. It's a Godward way. Amen. So He said, they come to repentance. They come to remember where we were. God says, to remember not to forget where I brought you from. How much I loved you. Had to love you to bring you out of that mess. Praise God and bring you closer to me than you've ever been. And He begins to pour out the blessings upon them. He said, I will also save you from all your uncleanness. Amen. He said, that old vile stuff that you used to participate in, He said, you won't desire that anymore. Talked to a fellow the other day. He said, you know what? He said that was something that had such a hold on me. I mean, he said it was so strong. He said, I couldn't get away from it. But he said, I submitted it to God. I submitted myself to God. I said, God, here it is. Here I am in this situation. And God, I need help. Talked to him about 2 weeks later. And he said, that situation is gone. He said, I don't have no desire for it, no longing. Something he'd been in for a long time. But he said, God Almighty, praise God, He brought me out of that. And I don't desire it, I don't long it, I don't need it no more. Amen. That's God when we realize He is God. Amen. He takes us out of our uncleannesses. Amen. That's plural, more than one. Those things that defile. He said, I will call for the corn and for the increase in it and lay no famine upon you. He said, I'm going to take you to a place of blessing. I'm going to say, God can't bless you in your sin. Amen. But when we come out of it and we praise Him, we give Him glory, and we recognize Him, we look to Him, He begins to bless us and help us and grow us and nurture us and feed us. Praise God, from Him is His abundance. And we begin to be partakers of it. And say, lay no famine upon you. And say, I will multiply the fruit of the tree and increase the field, that ye shall receive no more reproach of famine among the heathen. Amen. He said, praise God. He said, I'm going to bring you out of that mess. I'm going to bring you to a place where there's no more want. Because when you got God, you get Lord Jesus Christ. I say it all the time. When you get Jesus, you get it all. Amen. You get it all. He goes on in verse 34. Well, in verse 33, he said, thus saith the Lord God, in the day that I shall have cleansed you from all your iniquities, I will also call you to dwell in the cities, and the waste shall be builded. Amen. That word builded means to be in progress. See, in the Bible, God says He built some things which He's already accomplished. And He says He's builded some things which He's still working on. Amen. That's the magnificent thing about God. I'm glad He's still working on some things. Amen. Because I realize He's still working on me. I'm a work in progress. You're a work in progress. But He said, He's building us a city, a place of dwelling. And the desolate land shall be tilled, whereas it lay desolate in the sight of all that passed by. Me and Teresa went over there last year. I guess a year before last now, wasn't it? Amen. We went over to Israel, and praise God, those waste, barren wilderness going down through the Judean wilderness, the Judean desert. Praise God, them Israelis has figured out with the help of God, they've rock-raked that thing back. They put in what they call a drip irrigation, and the desert, Brother Lynn, is a blossoming like a rose. Everywhere you look, they're planting and are growing flowers and trees and vegetables, and the cows is giving 5 and 6 gallons of milk, they're exporting honey all over the world. Land that floweth with milk and honey, praise God, we're living like that. Ezekiel said, I'm going to bring it back. I'm going to point you back. I'm going to get you back, praise God, if you just remember God.
Amen.
Amen. All the blessings will be poured out. He also talks about, God also tells us about a time when the sowers were overtake the reapers. We actually got to see the reapers going through harvesting a crop. And they was waiting, Brother Bud, at the other end of the field, waiting until they got out of the way so they could put in the next crop. Literally waiting at the end of the field to start a new crop. That's Bible, folks. That means we're living the last day before Jesus comes to take us to be with Him. Amen. Before He finishes this thing up. Now watch this. He said, and the desolate land shall be tilled, and whereas it lay desolate in the sight of all that passed by. That's the way it was. But verse 35, and I'm done. He said, and they shall say, this land that was desolate is become like the Garden of Eden. Amen. Amen. Praise God. He said, in other words, the garden, He said, it can't get no better than this. Amen. In the Garden of Eden, there was no want for anything. They had all that they needed there in the garden. Amen. Amen. But why would they ever go looking for something else? Because if we ain't careful, that's just the way we are. But God said, I'm going to explain to you why we don't do that. And He said, I'm going to give you a declaration on what I'm going to do for you. Amen. The promises I have to give you that I can make your life as a life as it is in the Garden of Eden. Amen. Where you have joy and peace and happiness and all those things that we desire in this world. God said, I'll explain why I had to do what I had to do. But He said, I'm also going to explain to you what I'm going to do. Amen. God said, I'm going to bless you and help you, encourage you, and lift you up and put you in a place, praise God, that you could only imagine. Amen. I can only imagine. I've had to do several funerals here in the last little bit. I had to do one this past Wednesday. And I think about every time. I can't even imagine. Amen. These saints of God that's gone out of here, I can't even imagine what they're partaking of now. The joy that they're beholding in the presence of the Lord. God says, oh, I said, I want to make it. He said, He gives us an explanation. He gives us a declaration. He said, I want to make your life, praise God, like a Garden of Eden. He said, I want to give you all that you need. He said, well, preacher, I'd love that. How can I get that? By just coming to God. Come to the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, just as humbly as you know. He said, come like a little child. Amen. This morning, if we just put away our pride. Amen. Put away our pride. Get rid of it. And just come humbly like a little kid and say, Lord Jesus, here I am. Lord, I need your help. I need you to bring me out. I need you to give me the strength. Praise God, to having done all, stand with you. And God said, you know what he'll do? He said, I'll bring you out. And he said, I'll do it for my holy name. Amen. And praise God, you can come out, get rid of your pout and come out with a shout. You know, nobody likes an old droop lip. Amen. Anybody can pout. You know, it takes more energy to pout than it does to smile.
Amen.
Amen. So why do we go around all pooch-faced all the time? Amen. Praise God. We ought to just smile and rejoice and give God glory for all that He's already done and what He wants to do for us. Ezekiel said, you know what? I'm going to bring you out. You know what? He's going to bring us out. God's going to bring us out. He's taking us out. He's getting us ready for something that's so spectacular. And all we can do, Brother X, is just give God glory. Say, thank you, Lord, for what you've already done in my life. And God, I praise you for what you're going to do. Because you saved me, you saved my family, you're helping me. Everywhere around me, God's just a moving. I mean, He's a moving. I mean, He's a moving. Praise God. He's just a moving everywhere. He's a touching hearts, changing lives. See, we got over in that funeral Wednesday, praise God, and them girls got singing. It's just almost revival. Amen. But that's the way it ought to be. Because when a saint of God dies, nothing of God dies. Amen. Praise God. They just get promoted. Go on to glory. God gives us an explanation. He gives us a declaration. He said, I just call them unto myself where I am. And he said, there they are. Amen. And he said, and it's just God saying, I do what I do. Amen. But he said, I do it through you.